You're listening to the Man Project Podcast with your host, Ted Rice.
Would you like to be bigger, leaner, and stronger?
Do you want to develop the confidence to go after what you want in life? Or how about becoming the man that women want to be with?
We're here twice a week to empower you to reach your full potential
so you can live life on your own terms. Subscribe to our podcast or download our free app in the iTunes Store
or Google Play.
Find it all at manprojectpodcast.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Man Project. I've got a special treat for you. I got Steve Traeger back in the house. He's been literally around the world in so many countries and so many cities. I lost count. And Steve, man, we got some great feedback from your last interview. Awesome. Someone actually called me, I forget the guy's name, but a dentist from Michigan, I remember. Ooh. And man, he said that you just really made his day that awesome. Day with your vibe and everything. So how you been, man?
Man, that's awesome, man. And you know what, I was glad to help. And I think that nothing beats experience. And I think because I've been through so many experiences and I think that I could just help. I mean, every day I feel like a psychiatrist, psychologist, or whatever you want to call it. Just helping people out just through ordinary everyday experiences, just on simple things that I've been through it and I've seen other people go through it. But I've been well, man, you know, and all is well and it's good, life is good. But man, I had some ups and downs going all around. And one thing I found about traveling through the world is everywhere you go, every state, country I've been on, everybody's the same, people are the same. Social situations, it's a different language, but everything is exactly the same. So yeah. If you know how to master social situations and have that confidence, you're fine. And that's really what I did this for, was to kind of test my game on that level.
Yeah.
Globally on that level. And man, it's
literally around the globe.
Yeah, Africa, fucking New Zealand. And it was great. And
Corsica.
Every island in the Mediterranean, pretty much, you know, Saint-Tropez. And I found that it's all around the world. It's all the same and better than I thought it would. So it's good, you know. So I'm back here. I'm ready to plant my roots down.
Cool, man. You know, I'm happy to have you back. And you said, you love pumping people up. And you're someone in my life who pumps me up.
Oh, thank you.
And you're someone who I always go to when there's a question, usually of social situations.
Yeah.
You're just really a master at doing that.
Yeah.
So, man, you've been around the world. You've been to so many cities. You've been in so many situations. But now you're back. And we were talking earlier, and you said that you had to change what you were doing.
Yeah.
And you had a very important message, something I think everyone
absolutely
can benefit from.
I was with a very big artist this last year. I was on tour with him. I mean, it was great first 4 or 5 months. And then it just got to the point to where it was starting to change me. I couldn't trust anybody. He wanted me to be this certain type of person and wanted me to change who I was. I started becoming mean. And I wasn't myself, you know, I wasn't snapping on people. I'd go days without talking. And it's like, I found that there's no amount of money that you can compromise who you are. If you're honest and in person, honesty and integrity, if you're not that person, then I suggest you try and make moves getting to be that type of person, or you're not going to find happiness. It's going to bite you in the butt. So I was like, I found that I was like, man, I had to get out of that job because it was changing me. And it was like, and I recommend to people, if you're in a job that's taken away from who you are and making you a lesser of a person and it's making you compromise any morals you're having, it's like, it's going to take away from who you are. It's not worth it to get out. And I got out and I started doing a door at a nice restaurant lounge here, being a doorman.
1826.
Yeah. And I was doing the guest list and I wasn't doing security. Mm. And it was crazy because my buddy who hired me said, man, we got to get you back to who you are, you know, who you were. And it's taken me 2.5 months to get back to who I was because... And I found that I'm glad I got out of that job because it just wasn't worth it. If you're not happy and you hate what you do, get out of it, man. It's not worth it. Life's too short. And it's going to take away from you reaching your potential. Any job that's taken away from your confidence, taken away from who you are, it's not worth it, man. It's not worth it.
If you want to triple your dating or have better relationships, go to our website and sign up to receive our free report that will help you attract women naturally.
Yeah, and that's a powerful message, and that's something I've personally been through. Mm-hmm. But let's say there's someone listening right now. Mm-hmm. There's a guy listening right now. He's in a situation that's kind of sucking his soul away. Should he just quit and move on? Like, what would you tell that guy to do?
I would say,
what are the steps?
Talk to somebody who's been through a similar situation everybody should have different mentors. I have business mentors, spiritual mentors, financial mentors, like whatever it is, have that person talk to them and say, okay, you know what? I'm in this situation, but what small moves can I make daily to get out? Don't lose track of the goal. Don't lose focus of what you're trying to do. Get out. Don't quit immediately, because you might be able to take something from that situation. From what I did, when I was on tour with this artist, that says, okay, you know what? I can add these connections. Let me put myself in social situations that are something that's going to help me to be relatable to others and to help people. And I found in the little thing, I would say, okay, you know what? How can I help somebody today better themselves? And even if I did something small, the rest of my day would suck, but it got me through. And you have to set goals every day. Do something small every day to get you out. Start making progress. But, and it's like what I told you, what? Real power, what I say? Real power isn't given. It's got to be taken.
Yeah.
So whatever situation you want to get in, that situation, you got to go after it and make it happen. But, you know, sit back, talk to somebody. Don't make any decision based on emotion. What I've talked about before. So you're angry, you want to get out of that situation, fall back a little bit, talk to some people and see, because you never know. But, you know, stay optimistic, work out, go in that gym, kill it, do something, have an outlet. It depends.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
Yeah,
for sure. Like you said, you didn't quit right away. You stuck around, you made some moves, you set yourself up. So when you came back, you had something already going.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really important. But yeah, absolutely, man. And, you know, I think it's what's also important is that you're a real person and everyone's a person, and we all have ups and downs.
Yeah, man, I got a client. It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I got a client right now, guys, the CEO of a $500 million company. And he's stressed out because a bigger company is trying to take one of his key guys.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be those ups and downs in life.
It's life, man.
And you got to know how to bounce
perspective, back. Perspective, man. Keep that positive perspective. Whatever it takes to stay motivated. That's why, like, when me and you, we go through something, we call, we just joke around with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I've seen the poorest people in the world in Africa. Just got back from Caracas, Venezuela, the kidnap capital. If you're going to be happy, you're going to be happy. If you're going to be sad, you're going to be sad. If you're going to be stressed out, you're going to be stressed out. But it's like, man, you can't let it. You got to control. And it takes steps. No, it doesn't happen overnight. So God bless the few that can control situations. Like I said, the reason why I think that I'm good with social situations is because I throw myself in them daily. And I've been doing this for years. So we always say this, champions aren't born, they're made. Same thing, man. You can do whatever you want. Just you have to make those steps. You have to take those risks. And
absolutely. So I thought that was a really good way to start the podcast and just keep things real. But let's talk about some of the situations you've been in. You've told me about some crazy situations in South Africa. You've told me about a situation where Hell's Angel wanted to mess with you.
Yeah.
And I forget where that was. Where was that again?
Australia.
That was Australia. Yeah. And you said you were also in a bar in Australia, which is so funny. I was reading something else and these pickup artist guys were saying, like, oh, we do not go to this part of Australia because it's going to end up in fights.
Well, because a lot of these guys, man, these pickup artists, they're like, I think people think I'm not a pickup artist. I'm cool. If I'm not out to try and bang as many chicks as I can. Like, I have good intentions for people. If I'm having a good time, I want to see everybody have a good time around me. And that's the thing. If I leave a social situation where everybody's laughing, everybody's having a good time, I'm cool with that. If I want to, I can go do those things. But those guys have bad energy. And the gangsters in Australia aren't the gangsters per se like here. They're biker gangs.
Right.
Statistically, every 2 days they shoot somebody or whatever. But they're good old boys from the South.
Right.
That's what reminds me of. I mean, and they're going to call you out. So if you have these pickup artists coming in there trying to do their bullshit. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say that?
Yeah, yeah. Just let
it
fly.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Granny. But it's like, man, because they're going to snuff you out. You can't come in there. You got to respect the culture of where you're at. You have to blend in with the environment. You can't come in there, oh, I'm a man from America. Big mistake. You're in their turf, you know. It's like, give them their respect, be a gentleman, and then work it in. And then you'll get what you want, but you can't come in there like that.
Let's talk about that story, though. You're in the bar in Australia, and what happened? Yeah. There was a guy who started talking smack to you right when you walked in.
Oh, that was in Nova Scotia. That was in Canada.
Oh,
there was
one
where the rapper I was with, his entourage started a fight with the guy, and that was a different biker gang. That was in Australia. I think that was like in Melbourne.
Can you share the story without naming any names to protect the guilty?
I mean, it's not that great of a story. My thing was, this is what I would do when I would go into a place. And
let's hear that.
A lot of problems with sometimes it's like you're too smart for a job, and I want to say, like, and I felt like I would go into a place and I worked for this particular artist and it was great first few months, and then it started feeling like, oh, okay, my friends like him too much, he gets attention from women too much. Well, I'm by myself, I'm the head of security, and so when I go into a place, what I do is I go around the area, I go in there before he's in there, I go in there, I scope it out, I find who's the big fish. Mm-hmm. I find out, okay, these are the guys, these are the bosses, these are the ones popping bottles, kind of walk over there, whatever, make eye contact, and a lot of times the tough guy of the crew will come over and say something to me, we'll exchange, and we're cool. And they'll see I'm respectful. Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I'm always very respectful because remember, you're on their turf.
Yeah. And so, that's a great point.
Yeah, man.
You don't come in there like you're the man.
I mean, you're never the man. You respect. Even if you are the man, still show respect because you're not a man if you're acting like that. And you're going to get called out eventually. And I know because I've seen so many people do that. And it's like, okay, I'm not that jerk off, you know? Oh, man. He looks real. That's like some of these pickup artists. They're going to get called out. They're not as cool as they think they are. So when your MO is to go out and take advantage of people on their weakness, it's going to bite you in the butt.
Right.
So, you know, I would go out, you know, at these places and I would find out who's the man and give them respect or whatever. And I would know. And then later on, so I had already built rapport with these guys as one biker gang. And some of the girls came over to the table where the artist was and wanted the right-hand man for his entourage. The lights get cut on. It's a big club. And the girls are still there. Well, obviously, the gang is still in there. Everybody gets kicked out. The security is letting them do what they want, so obviously they have pull.
Right.
This one guy is like, the guys are waiting for their girls and their crew, but they're letting the guys talk to them. They're like, okay, whatever. And then the one guy just starts smack with them. He starts mouthing off to him, and I'm like, this is not what you want to do. He's a guy roided out, big white dudes, tatted up. They start getting in, and so I had to go after the biggest guy on the other side, and I start wrestling around with him. Luckily, there was no punches thrown with me and him because I had talked to him earlier, and I'm talking to him while I'm grappling with him, whatever. Grappling is one of my strong suits, thank God. And so I'm like, this guy's not worth it. He's a jerk. I'm telling him about the guy from the entourage of the artist.
You were wrestling the guy and trying to talk him to his ear.
Yeah, staying in his ear. It's not worth it, man. Bro, I'm your side. Whoa. I'm the talk. So eventually I start, it took 100% of my energy to push this guy back. I get him by the door. I said, bro, there's nothing more I'd love to see than you see you kick his butt. But you can't, man. I'm watching this as his buddy. And the guy said, because of you, we're not going to go shoot those guys after. We're not going to wait outside and shoot them.
Wow.
And of course, afterwards, I get yelled at by the artist. That's why I knew. He was just a hater. And it was just, when you're dealing with the element of ignorant people sometimes and just, so everything was always, you know, so it was like, but.
Well, people a little too power drunk and think they're running things when and you're the guy who kind of saved the situation.
Yeah, you can't go in and expect to be the man everywhere and just take advantage of people and take advantage of the women there and all this and get what you want. It's like, man, you got to give that respect, man. At the end of the day, this is dude's house.
Yeah.
So that was one, but I mean.
You got any others that you think would really.
I mean, they're like that to help with this type of thing. Not real sure. I don't really.
Yeah. Well, you also told me about, well, let's talk about what you're doing right now because you're working for a really hot club. And I know you're making some other moves. You got some things happening. But let's talk about like working that club, what the you
Sundays?
See. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just if I'm going to go into the club and I want to have a good time. I know we talked about this before on the last episode, but I think we can't go over it enough. And you just said some great stuff. Like when you go into a place, give respect. And you said you like to find like the head guy.
Yeah.
You want to make sure everything's cool with him. Show that, hey, I understand this is your turf. Just come to say you're not submissive about it. You're just giving respect.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how should guys show up and make things happen for themselves?
This particular place, I'm there to network and make money. I'm starting a business. So this is a place where there's $100,000 tables, bottles popping. So this is all like very rich, the wealthy, the who's who coming there. So this is not going to relate to the everyday guy. But,
okay, but let's hear some of that, you know?
When you go into a place, I think you got to understand, first of all, understand your place.
Okay.
Don't think you're in something, you know, and if you don't know anybody there, you can't go into a place like this and not know the door guy and come in there on a budget. It's like you're in the wrong place for that. And those women are gold diggers anyways. You're not going to be happy. It's like those women are there purely after money. And so it's like, yeah, you're going into the wrong place just to say you're there. No, don't worry about that. Go somewhere else. We have connections where you can go in, have a good time. You can buy drinks and not feel like if you don't have money to buy a girl a drink, don't go out. And without any expectations, you know,
right,
it's like,
sure.
You know, it's like, man, you know, so in this type of place, no, you got to be a baller. They're pulling up on yachts, 100-foot yachts in front of the place. And
actually, you got a really funny story about a girl who showed up there and you had to handle the situation.
Oh yeah, outside the door, I was doing the door. She came up there, and we were holding on the line. There was like 700 reservations that day, and it was super packed. And she just started. You know, she was a good looking woman. She gets out of a cab and starts walking up to the door, and we had a 30-minute hold on the door. It's probably about 50, 60 people outside the door. She goes, I need to get in there. My yacht's out back. And I was like, just seen you get out of a cab. What do you do? You look good, but you know what? You're playing yourself. Relax. And people in the front of the rope were looking. They were like, who is this chick? And I was like, your yacht's out back? Okay. Yeah. She goes, I'm getting in here, right? And she's, I'm getting in here in the next 2 minutes because my yacht's out back. I said, that for sure means you're absolutely 100% not going to get in here just by saying that. It's like, don't come up making demands. Don't come up and act like you're who's who. And I was just like, well, perfect. And she didn't get in. I turned to the head door guy. I said, make sure she doesn't get in at all. And that's the thing. You can't come in disrespecting people or think you're somebody. When you're not, come in humble. Be humble anyways, even if you are somebody. You know, be cool. Don't forget the little people. I make it a point to talk to the bussers, the bar back, the guy in the bathroom, the bathroom attendant. I'm always respectful of them because they don't get a lot of respect. And it's like, for my business mentor, it's funny. I learned from him. He'll do stuff for people and schmooze them for years and years. I'll go take them to dinner and do this and that. And they'll say, hey, can I do this for you? No, no. He won't ask for that to come back on for years. And then he'll be like, eventually, hey, I need this favor. Boom. But he doesn't do that. And then it's funny. By doing that, it actually changed him into a better person. So the way he schmoozes him and knows, like, hey, I don't ask for anything up first, but he understands the process. He's talking about, he's dealing with diplomats and stuff like that. He's a big time guy. And I always, you know, I watch this, man, he doesn't ask for anything from these people, spends money on them. If he has $50,000 in the bank, he'll spend $40,000 to take them out.
Right.
But he just understands that later on it'll come back, and eventually it does.
Like, but they'll buy something or make a connection.
Something,
or
yeah. He'll make a power move with his business, and they'll know, hey, this guy's a man. He'll, you know, I don't got to worry about it. He's a good dude. And I've watched it over the years since I've been his head of security. It's changed him into a better person. Because he does things. The kickback's not going to come for years, so he doesn't even expect a kickback.
Right.
So he just does it, and it's like, yeah, if it comes back, comes back. But usually it does. But it's changed him because he's got their best interests in mind. He's helping people, and he's always doing that. So things are just coming more at him, but he does it now. It's just a habit he's right. developed, and that's a great habit to develop. Just go out and be nice to people. Don't even expect anything back. And so now that's what I do with people. Now, I've always looked around when I was bodyguarding a lot of these places. I would go for the turnaround. It's easy. If I wanted to bang somebody up, yeah, I could do that, but I'm creating more bad energy. So I started, you know, I meditate and pray on how I can make someone's life better. I would try and understand when someone was arguing with me or they're in a bad mood or they wanted something, I would try and figure out why are they in that situation? Why are they like that? I try and read their facial expressions. If someone's trying to BS me to get to the table of the clients or the celebrities, how can anyone, what you do, man, you get them to talk, patronize them a little bit, be nice to them, talk to them, ask them, oh, really? Wow, okay, boom. But you get them to start talking, study the way they move, study things. And a lot of times, you'll say, wow, this is why this person is like that. You can find out who they really are. So I took the time to start doing that. And that's when socially, I guess I started to change, to find out why they were doing that. Why, what was their MO? Did they have an argument with their girlfriend earlier? Because there's always a story behind it. There's always a facade. And you want to see past all that. And just be cool, man. When you go out, just be cool. That's the one thing. Don't be something you're not. Don't try and wear some clothes that you can't afford. Or do something. Just be cool. And that's it. And when you're cool like that, the energy you give out is going to be, you know, walk by, give a woman a compliment. If she's got her back toward you, don't grab her. And, she, you know, if she makes eye contact, you know, give her a little compliment, keep walking. If it's going to come back, it's going to come back. Keep throwing that positive energy out there, and it'll come back eventually. But don't expect anything back. Like I was saying with my business mentor, he doesn't expect anything back. At first he did, and then eventually stuff just comes back. So you keep throwing that stuff out there and helping people, and it just changes you as a person, and you have positive energy. And it's like, okay, if I go out, if I meet somebody, cool. If not, that's cool too. But if I want to laugh and have a good time, my boys, make somebody else laugh. Make it a point to make somebody else laugh. Watch the reaction of people. Don't let it be about you. Are you making people feel uncomfortable? Are you making them feel comfortable? Are you being annoying around? Are you around the wrong crew? I mean, are you invited? So it's like, I think people, they don't stop to sit back and just look and feel the environment. It's so.
Yeah, like, man, you said just so much wisdom there. And
I talk a lot. Sorry.
No, what? I love it. And, you know, one thing that meeting you and hanging out with you did for me was I had a certain group of friends I was hanging out with. But when I hung out with you, it was like, whoa, it was like nonstop fun. It was laughing. And women would see that go on and then they'd want to get in on the
action.
All
of a sudden you're surrounded and it's just a good time. Yeah.
And they're more attracted to that than the guy who's kind of stalking the girls looking with that thirsty look on his face.
Or the pickup artist, you know, like some of these guys, it's like, man, you're not creating positive energy. You're out for an MO. You're trying to get laid. You're trying to, you know, and it's like something bad's going to happen in the end.
Yeah, and that's another important point because there are a lot of guys. I mean, I've interviewed some of the pickup artists. Some of them are really cool guys.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the people that kind of get into it is for that reason. It's like, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to talk to her. Yeah. Then I'm going to get laid.
Yeah.
And there's no technique that's going to really help you that much with that. It's all about being that cool guy and like
everybody likes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the jokes you make and how you go up and talk to people. I mean, I've seen it firsthand and the magic you create in social environments.
And so I have to say this, I can't stress it. The only reason I have that is because I fell on my face so many times and I put myself in the situations. Like I was just on this app, you know, it's the thing we're talking
about. Yeah, we're about to get into that.
Oh, you want to get into that? I know you do. I know you do. And then first, I want you to take your shirt off, Ted. No, I'm just joking. Sorry. I can't be serious for too long, guys. Sorry. But, you know, it's like.
Tinder. I threw you off. You were talking, telling me to take my shirt off.
Oh, yeah. I met with this chick, and she's like.
Hold on, though. Let's go into the whole thing, because Steve is just like, he just showed me all the women he's talking to on Tinder.
No, friends, nothing bad.
Or, of course, just friends.
It's like conversation, just, you know, just, building rapport.
Yeah, platonic situations or whatnot. But, Steve, you're breaking, like, every rule that girls say that they have on Tinder. They're like, no guys with shirtless pics in the mirror and other stuff, and also usually they want to read something. And man, you have three pictures, two of them are shirtless, one is of you in a suit, and so they know you own some clothes.
The one shirtless is kind of half, like it's chest up.
Right, it's but you know what's interesting about that is you get away with it when other guys don't, and you don't even fucking write anything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? I mean, obviously, you're in great shape or whatnot, but there's a lot of guys, especially in Miami Beach, who have shirtless pictures with ripped out bodies and whatnot.
It looks like they're trying too hard. I think mine looks like a casual kind of look. And be ready to say something back when they say something. Oh, why can't you do this, do that? And if I write too much, I don't want to put out my best feet. I want to give them a little taste to bait them in, you know, a little tell, okay, this is what I'm about a little bit, and then get them to come in and ask, but you can't.
For example?
Whatever, like, I don't have my height and weight on there. And it's like, because I'm not going to put, like, whatever you have, if you work for yourself, even if you're broke, it's like, whatever, you don't want to tell that until you save something for the conversation that's going to get them. Because if the conversation starts and they're saying hello to you and there's a match, then you want to have something you can bow. You want to have some ammo in the gun. You want to have that grenade. And so it's like, so there's a few things I have, but then always be ready for some, you know, I get the haters, all give a shirtless pic. And then, well, I tell them, honestly, I have that because I'm into other women that are into fitness. And I want to show just I am into fitness. So if you don't work out, then it's probably not going to work out. So I have that up there. And then I tell them that's, you know. That's
so as soon as they try to challenge you, you check them and say, hey, listen, this is who I am.
Yeah. And, well, I come across and let them know, you know, I'm a good guy without saying it so much. I'm not trying to sell it so much. Listen, I'm just a normal guy where I'm from. You know, I live in the country where I'm from, and we walk around with shirts, and it's not a big deal. And it's like, I was an athlete before, and, you know, and it's like, and I'm looking for someone who shares the same interest, going to the beach. So that's what it is.
If you want to triple your dating or have better relationships, go to our website and sign up to receive our free report that will help you attract women naturally.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things you say. I mean, you're giving some great advice here, right?
Okay.
But you also have a way, and you've actually even helped me with this when I was back in the scene trying to make things happen, but you have a way of sort of making a joke. Like, for example, when guys want to take things sexual, they'll say, we've even joked around, like, look at that ass, you know, or something kind of like overtly sexual and not really that smooth. But you have these things you say, which I've even ripped off over the years and used, and it's like, it works and it gets things going. Can you share like an exchange that you had with a girl?
I can't think of anything.
I'll remind you about one thing you were telling me. She was asking you why you swiped right, why you chose her.
Oh yeah, she said, so why did you swipe right? You know, and that means you like him or whatever. on Tinder. I was like, with all due respect, I'm going to have to play the honesty card here. I said I was slightly horny. I just woke up in the morning, and I'm a morning person. That's what I said. I didn't say I was horny. I said I'm a morning person. I said, honestly, I got up out of bed, and I looked over, and I turned it on and just started messing with it, and I'm a morning person, so I forget exactly what I said, but...
Right, but innuendo was...
I'm a morning person.
You had some morning wood.
So I'm a morning person in your picture, you know, so obviously, you know, so... And then they came back, he said, so why exactly did you swipe right? Oh, well, I kind of thought the same thing, and I was like... But you pull out, you feel it out, you see what they're saying. So it's like, I'm a morning person. I swiped right, with all due respect, I was slightly horny and I'm a morning person or whatever. And, you know, hopefully
I didn't say that. I forget what you said. Yeah. You didn't say the horny thing. You said something about, right, the innuendo about having the morning wood. Anyway, I thought it was really funny. Steve, you also said something I thought was really interesting, that the guy who's trying to get his dating life handled, he said something really interesting. You're like, you don't like to meet the girls one-on-one. You like to meet groups. Yes. And you just met a girl.
With all her coworkers. And she's like, well, she would come out and meet. I'm meeting with some coworkers because I had to do a bodyguard job Friday. And the guy canceled on me. So if you know what? You can come out and meet me. I'm going to be at a bunch of coworkers.
So you got paid for the cancer?
Yeah, had all the time to go out and have a good time.
Yeah,
so I drove out there and I was like, what the heck? And I drove out there and meet with her coworkers. I'm like, it's better to meet her in a group because... if you get her friends on you and her friends like you and coworkers, that's the best way. You don't have to sell yourself towards her. Just be a normal person and get them to like you and that's it. And then all the work is done for you. And a lot of times people don't understand the woman has a bigger wall up. She's where, okay, is this guy a predator, whatever that, you know, is he weird, whatever. The guy, it's your job to make her feel comfortable, not vice versa. So if I meet them in a group and I'm talking to all of them and I buy everybody a round of drinks, or yeah, I didn't do that, actually. I didn't buy them a round of drinks. I mean, if the situation called for it, I might have, but I don't want to seem too desperate. So I'm meeting with them, and then 15 minutes later, she goes, actually, it's my cousin's birthday, and they're all meeting over here, and you know what? You want to just walk over there with me? This is weird, but it's all my family, and we're having a family dinner, and sure, let's go over there. Went over there, it was cool, and met with one of the guys, and I could tell who the boss was, the one guy, and her cousin's husband. Immediately start talking to him, threw some stuff out there. I initiated the conversation, make them feel comfortable, shake the hand, look him in his eyes. What's up? Real relaxed. Make a joke about somebody walking by or something. And then when that's it, we start talking. I find that common denominator, which he was a wrestler, happened to be a wrestler, so perfect. But find that common denominator, find that common ground, make him feel comfortable. And then next thing you know, I'm at the end of the table talking to them and they're not even paying attention. And she's like, oh my gosh, they love you. What is going on? Like, this is crazy. And I was like, yeah, I was just laughing with them, joking around. And, you know, be scared to go out on a limb and say something, whatever. If it goes bad, whatever. At least it goes bad. Well, at least you know how to say it next time.
Well, you always apologize, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. You know what? Yeah, you know. And it's like, sometimes I'll agree.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not. Sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry. I mean, if any, sorry, I'm not sorry. I'll say that one too. I'll say, sorry, I'm not sorry. And then turn it into a laugh. You can agree to disagree sometimes and be smooth about it. If you can make them laugh, it's all good. If you offend them, say, you know what? I'm really sorry about that. I promise it won't happen again. And then, like, and then sit there real stiff, like, in a straight face, you know, whatever. But it's like, yeah, apologize. Don't be scared to apologize. You know what? I was way out of line. Sorry. I don't know what came over me. I was trying to be cool. I wanted to impress you. I feel really bad about doing it. And then I'll oversell it and they'll start laughing and then, you know, say, you know, I'm really shy, awkward around all these people. I don't know anybody. Everybody's speaking Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, by the way. And this girl did. It's got everybody speaking Spanish. It's got real nervous. I didn't know what to do. I'm really shy deep down inside. I just wanted to impress you. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. She's like, yeah, right. You're making, you know, you come back. Yeah. Whatever. So,
you know, what I think is important about that too, just hearing it, is you make everybody laugh. You don't really tell jokes. I mean, sometimes you do because you have that.
It's corny. Telling jokes is corny because it's like, hey, look at me. Drop something in. Let other people talk.
It's more observational or like self. It's not really self-deprecating humor, but you're kind of like what you just said. Where sorry, I'm not sorry, but I get really nervous. But around all these people speaking Spanish, and you just keep talking, making just really quick, witty sort of things, and
you get them to talk. Laughing. You get them to talk, and it's like if you're over talking, it's like I don't know anybody there. It's not my time. It was this girl's birthday.
Sure.
So I didn't want to be like stealing the show. And despite like the movie Wedding Crashers, that does not work. You don't go in and take over. It doesn't work like that in real life.
Yeah.
And it's a movie. It's on TV. Not real. And so like you let them start talking and find out what they're into. Oh, wow. Really? You know, and that's it. You got to get them involved in the conversation. Make them feel like, and whoever's day it is, you do something and they help out. And that's it. But don't overstep your bounds. Don't try and scream for attention too much.
Yeah. creative.
Be cool. I always say, be cool. Focus just on being cool. Have your own style. Don't be something you're not.
Be cool, meaning control your emotions.
Yeah.
Be who you are. Don't worry too much.
Yeah.
Do your
Whatever's
thing.
Whatever's going to happen, it's all good, man. Yeah. It's all good, you know? It's like you have a dollar in your pocket. They don't even know that. It's all good. It doesn't matter, man.
You know, something that I've learned a lot from you, I mean, I got to a pretty high level of jiu-jitsu, felt really confident in my fighting ability and whatnot. But something that you taught me was partly from talking with you over the years and partly from working with you a few times, doing the door, doing security and whatnot. But you know how to handle a really like belligerent guy who maybe he feels threatened, maybe he's had a bad day, maybe he wants to just test you because you seem more alpha than him or whatnot. And you gave a really good example in the last interview I did with you, but you shared a story with me where I think it was another one of these Tinder girls and you were over at their place and then there was some guy and he was like a big dude and kept touching you.
Can you just share that? I met her on Facebook. And it was like, this guy's like some arm wrestling champion. And he's like, I would arm wrestle you. That guy's like,
exactly.
Redneck Willie. I forget what his name was, but he was a big old redneck dude. And he's like, I would arm wrestle you. Ah, man, I'm good. I said, dude, man, you probably snap my arm. You're crazy, man. I know how much technique is involved in that. And, you know, it's like, I don't do that and whatever. And I was like, you know, and it was cool, but I made him feel like, hey, man, yeah, that's your thing. I said, man, I did a little MMA and jiu-jitsu, and that's my thing. That's what I did, but I'm retired now. I said, man, dude, oh, heck no, you're not breaking my arms. And then he got a little excited, a little too much. You know, he was like, oh, okay, I'm intimidating this guy a little, but I was still, my body language was not that of somebody that was scared.
Right.
I was joking, but I was like, I didn't let him move me, and I'd walk by and kind of like nudge him a little bit, you know, just, but friendly. There's a little, when you're dealing with two alpha males, it's like, I was giving him respect and all that. And then, he slapped me on my back hard, and he was like, doing it again. Oh, come on. I was like, yeah. And I was, you know what? You probably shouldn't do that again. I was like, oh, come on. I was like, dude, you know, it probably wouldn't be a good idea if you did that again. You know, it's like, yeah, dude, you're strong. I said, dude, you're slapping. And he goes, huh? And I was like, dude, you're slapping me on my back. I'm flying across the kitchen. Come on. I said, here, man, I got some beer. I better give you a beer. Smoothed it out. Everything was all good. I brought
some
beer.
There was a point in the situation, if I remember correctly, where you had to kind of set him straight. Like there was about something to happen, right?
Yeah, because you slapped me on my back too hard and I had to basically say, hey, it's enough's enough. You know, it's really, it's like, you probably shouldn't do that again. I don't remember what I said word for word.
But he was cool after that?
I brought some beers, you know? Yeah, he was cool, you know? I was like...
But you set the boundary. You're like, hey, man, I'm trying to be cool with you here.
Yeah.
You keep kind of pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. I said that, but not so many words.
Yeah, right. You didn't say it. You just sort of communicated it with your body language, the jokes you were making.
Yeah.
And he was still kind of trying to test you for whatever reason.
Yeah, after that, he kind of fell back and he was like, so he knew.
Yeah.
He knew he was being an a-hole and all that. So, oh, man, I'm tired, dude. I just go, you know, hey, man, I got some beers, whatever. So you do that again, there's not going to be any arm wrestling. It's, you know, I was a cage fighter for a reason, not for a dude to slap me on my back and, you know, and so...
Yeah,
so, you know, just another big guy, so I made him feel like, hey, this is your turf.
Right.
I was like 3 hours away from my home.
Yeah.
And I was like, took a whim, stopped by this girl's house. I met on Facebook, and this guy was over there messing with her roommate. So I understand. It was like, you kind of have to know this was like, I don't want to say white trash. But
it's white trash, whatever.
Okay.
It is what it is.
And so
I got a little white trash in me. So
do I, you know, but it was like, so I can relate to those people.
Yeah, sure.
And so I know how to relate to them and talk to them. So I understood his deal is he's drunk. I brought you guys some beers, man. Here you go. Like, you know, and I was a little rough with him too, but you got to establish yourself at some point. Let him know you're a man. It's not cool.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. You got to set that boundary.
Yeah.
You know, that's such a good point because you handle that situation like you do so many situations you shared with me over the years. And you just sort of said, all right, here's what's going on. Like, I'm trying to be cool, but if you keep pushing, something's going to happen.
Yeah, you're going to get
And that's not going to be good for either of us. We're both here for the women, not to,
dude, I got some beers in here, bro. You ever had this beer, Fat Tire? I had these beers. I was like, bro, here, I got some beers. Hey, by the way, you know, here, man, I brought you some beers, man. Let's have a beer, you know? And it was like, it was cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I said. This is one thing I said. I was like, bro, you remind me of one of my best friends back home, bro. You're like, I didn't feel like I get along with people like you. You know, I was like, which I don't have any best friends like this freaking loser. I was like, man, you know, I was like, oh, man, you know, honestly, I was like, no, you probably shouldn't be wrestling. And then after I told him not to hit me on my back anymore, when it's not going to be good, you know, I said, bro, you know, it's funny. But as soon as he felt uneasy, I brought him back in.
Yeah.
I pulled him back in with the rope a little bit. I was like, hey, you know what's so funny? You remind me of one of my best friends back home I grew up with. He's a wild dude. Trust me, we're the same. I know exactly. It's all good, man. Here, let's get a beer. And I went and got him a beer, and it was cool, and he felt more comfortable. Because then he was like, oh, this guy's trying me a little bit. I don't know what to do. And so it's like, man, you got to make him feel comfortable, and that's what I did. I mean, I lied to him, which I don't like to lie, but sometimes you have to do the lesser of two evils to create.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Situation. Get there in a fight, obviously. Yeah. What you did was the right thing, like you do. Yeah. And man, that's such high-level game. And one thing you said, you noticed that he was feeling uncomfortable. And that level of, like, not being inside yourself, like, oh, God, I'm so angry or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
There was no emotion.
Was like, it was you paying attention to the surroundings, just reading him, and then acting on what you thought was the right thing to diffuse.
Say,
tension and to keep things cool.
Yeah, give the guy a compliment. Like, dude, you fucking snap my arm if you arm wrestle me. Whatever, like, you know, tell you, hey, you remind me of my boy. Man, you're strong, dude. What are you? Man, why can't I look like that? Give the guy a compliment. Because you know why? Guys do it to me all the time. I'm not a small guy. I'm 6'3", 240. So it's like, sometimes guys will give me a compliment and break the ice and laugh and be cool, but be comfortable, not kissing my butt. But so it's like, you got to make people feel comfortable. Let them know you're still a man and you can do it and be political about the situation.
Right.
Be like a politician, be diplomatic.
And I would even go so far as to say, because you really changed my opinion about that, because I used to like, oh, that guy thinks he's cool. I can think about a few situations in my years here in Miami Beach where I was like, that guy thinks he's cool, screw that guy. I'm just gonna, you know.
And that's when it takes away your energy.
Not only does it take away your energy, because it's not like I had energy to go on from him because he didn't do anything wrong with me. Yeah. It was me kind of being a hater.
Yeah.
But you can open up so many opportunities by just giving someone a compliment.
Yeah.
And it sounds, I mean, you're a master at this. I've learned it because you said you've worked very hard over the years as well, but I used to be really bad. You know what? It changes not only the energy, but also can open up opportunities for
you. Oh, man, business-wise and...
Very counterintuitive, too.
You never know where that person is going to be in the future.
Right.
You never know where that person is going to be or who he's going to be. That's when I shake hands. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you. And I'll look him in your eyes, and I'll be sincere. It's nice because you never know where that person is going to be. You never know who he is. And why not create that positive energy? You never know. You never know who he knows. And why not? If you can create positive energy over negative energy, why not do it? It's going to make you a better person. It's going to make everything around you better. Like, you're going to do better. You're going to do better in work. We only got one life. Why not?
Yeah, that's great advice, man. That's great advice. Well, let's talk about what you're up to right now. You've been around the world. You've done all this crazy stuff. You're back here in Miami Beach. I know you're working on a few other things. How did you come back and get things going the way you did?
You know, really, I had a reputation a little bit before, and I came back, and really, I just let a few people know I was back, put out the feelers, went out a couple of times, hey, I'm back, anything there is. And my resume, I took this job to kind of beef my resume up a little bit.
Sure.
And people know that the one thing I have is people know I have game. They know I have other people's best interests in mind when I'm doing it. They know I can diffuse situations, but at the same time,
what about
I dress
trust?
Nice. Yes, and I'm an honest person. They know I'm honest. They know I'm not going to backstab anybody. So they know that I'm gonna come in dressed clean, I work out, I take everything very serious, I'm on time, all these things, honesty and integrity. And so they know I bring that, and I have the resume to back it up now. So a lot of times you might do something and say, okay, how can I make this into something in the future to help me? And so I did that, and basically now I like helping people. So if I can be in a situation to help people and do things, so now that's why I wanted to start this YouTube channel, start doing some comedy things, and I think that I love to make people laugh, and I do it every day, and it's like I wanted to do something and kind of put it out there in a little bit, and then, you know.
Yeah, man, you know, I've had some friends who have cracked me up over the years, but I gotta say, nobody's made me laugh like you. In fact, I mean, when my sister committed suicide, everybody was being really nice to me and everything and caring, but you're the one who, like, I forgot what you told me. I think you told me to go fuck myself or something like that. I forget exactly.
Yeah.
But you just started making me laugh. And so anyway, you know, that's something
medicine,
I really
man.
Appreciate
laughter
about
is,
you.
Laughter is something that doesn't cost anything.
Right.
You know, you're having a bad day. Call that guy who makes you laugh. Go hang out in the situation and be optimistic and laugh, because you know what? That's one thing. It doesn't cost anything to do is laugh.
Let me get this out of you, because, and then we'll start to wrap things up, and we'll talk about where guys should find you and whatnot. But to pay attention to all this great stuff that you got coming. But how should we develop our humor? I mean, you've done it over the years. You used to be like a wisecrack champion at your
high school, middle school. Yeah.
And I've never seen anybody trade cracks with you and win. I've seen that a lot.
Far between.
How would you recommend a guy start to cultivate that?
You know what? Just with your friends sitting around, put yourself in social situations that you're not used to and find your own style. You know, what you can do is you can find somebody that is kind of like you, that has a similar style, but is more advanced, a little further along. Like I remember when...
That's what I do with you, by the way.
Okay, there you go. No, thank you. I appreciate that. But it's like everybody has... If you try to be somebody else, it's like my thing is sarcasm, being witty, coming back, saying funny. And then, you know, like self-deprecating humor, you do that. You can do whatever. But I think being sincere and laugh, it's just everybody has their own thing. But find somebody who's kind of like you, who people say he reminds you. Or somebody that you feel like when you hang around them and they make you laugh, be like, man, that's kind of like my style. We're the same, but he's on another level. Find those people. Find that person that's like, oh, man, this person is more my style. Their comedy is like that. His workouts are like mine, like what you're working out. You know, it's like find somebody where you have that relatability for. And so don't be something you're not. That's one thing. Don't try and like overtalk somebody. Don't try and always be and always. Again, have that sincerity about the other people's best interests, like joking on them, stuff like that or whatever. Make sure you can apologize, be sorry, and be careful not to overstep and be willing to apologize and then fall back. And I put myself, so many situations, I've been with girls, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be the man, make them laugh. And they're like, this guy talks too much, he's an idiot, I'm out. Just because a lot of times they weren't ready for it or younger and, you know, I messed it up. But don't be scared to take risks. Life is short. But only take risks if you're not going to see those people again. Put yourself in a situation in a grocery store, the gas station. Make a joke to the girl working at 7-Eleven. Say something. That's what you can work on. There's little details everywhere you go. Now, obviously, you want to be smarter when you're at work or around your girlfriend or around whatever. But people you don't know, you can throw stuff out there. Find someone you can emulate. Find somebody, you know.
What about watching stand-up comedians, watching funny movies?
Exactly.
Does that help you?
Exactly. Yeah. One I had with, Vince Vaughn.
Very
similar style. When I was younger, I remember Swingers came out, and I was
great
in high
movie.
School. Great movie. And I was like, man, this is my style, kind of. And everybody's like, yo, you got used just like you, you know, whatever. And so it was like something that I kind of watched him, and it was like, man, we had a similar style. I got to work with him actually before.
Really?
Pretty cool. And yeah. And so I was an extra on a Showtime series called Going to California.
Okay.
And I kind of saw him, and yeah, how he really was. It's like how he really was, and it's just like, man, they're people, man. They're just like you and I. But you can find that exactly what you said. That was great advice. A stand-up comedian, a movie, somebody on the street, a neighbor, a funny. There's crackheads on the street that are funny. You know, you see him like a guy's always laughing, doing a little dance. Do your thing, or you could be that guy who's kind of cool and quiet. You could just be that cool dude that'll make a joke like, oh, okay, all right, I got it. Oh, okay, that's how it is. Give him a high five and just laugh. You can be the guy who doesn't talk much. There's so many variations of it. You can just be like that cool dude who just agrees with somebody. It's like, all right, I feel you. All right, don't hurt nobody now. All right, and just kind of walk away. And then like, it just finds somebody who fits you, who you feel like doing. Don't try and be something. That's the same thing. We were talking about dressing.
One more question about that. Mm-hmm. You say you got to take risks. You got to put yourself out there, but don't be someone you're not. I know what you mean when you say that. And I've had enough experience to know, all right, I would never do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see myself doing this other thing. Like, how do you find that line where you're like still pushing the envelope, but not going over and doing something where it's just completely, you can't pull it off?
Yeah, how do you find that line? Like I said, put yourself in social situations where you don't know any of the people. And then you can experiment. Let me throw this out here. Let me see if I can, taking risks, sitting at home on your couch, it's not going to happen. And watching the
facial
expression.
What are you talking about, man? You keep telling me that. But
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's funny, but you watch. I like doing it in person because you can watch the facial expressions, watch their body language when you're talking to them. Are they staying interested? You can do it on someone that looks up to you more or someone that you can keep. It's just, and don't talk like someone you're not. Don't act hood if you're not. Don't talk like a rich, stuck-up person if you're not. Don't try and sound educated and use big words if you're not. That's why, like, I am what I am. You know, I'm a product environment, and I'm not going to act like, I'm not going to say super big words or anything and act sound like an idiot.
Right.
But I'm smart. I know what time it is. So it's like, I have real world education. I'm street smart. But it's like, don't be something you're not. Exactly. So it's, you know, you can push that envelope, of course, in other places. and stuff. But if it doesn't feel right, you'll know.
Yeah, that's a great point, because that's really what it comes down to, is that experience gives you that knowledge.
Yeah, it's like you're driving a car that you shouldn't be driving because it's cost too much. You're breaking the bank. Well, then you're going to feel like you have to live up to that and act like something you're not, and it's not going to, and you're going to attract people who want you because you have that car. It's like, we're in Miami, so everybody's got to have a Benz or whatever. You know, and it's like, yeah, you're acting like you're something you're not, so then you're driving something who it's not you. So it's
then
like,
you stress out when that girl wants you to go take her to Prime 112 and drop $300-$400
and you don't have the money to take her and her friends out. And then so it's like, just be yourself, man. Yeah. Don't try and be something you're not, because you're going to dig yourself in a hole and you're not going to be able to get out.
Yeah.
If you want to triple your dating or have better relationships, go to our website and sign up to receive our free report that will help you attract women naturally.
Awesome, man. Well, I just wanted to hear your perspective on that. And you're just so full of wisdom and absolutely...
Stay humble if you can, too.
Yeah.
And other advice people.
Yeah, man. It was just a pleasure having you back, talking with you.
Thanks. I want to look forward to doing more, man. You know.
Yeah. Steve actually is so funny. I've got to get him like on YouTube or doing something. He's only cracked a couple of jokes here, but... he is just amazing. There's no doubt. You should either be a stand-up comedian or have your own reality show where you go around and...
Well, they've offered to do that. I know some guys from HBO, but like, I like what you kind of brought up about doing the YouTube channel and then doing some hidden camera stuff. And
yeah.
So, got a lot of great ideas. I look forward to doing that, but at the same time, helping people. But the comedy, you know, we want to do stuff that in situations, how far we can push the envelope in certain situations.
What about some prank calls?
And clean it up. Yeah, I've done that when I was younger, but I kind of want to do some stuff live, and I think it's better so you can see the facial expressions of people and see the body language and see how far you can push it. But harmless stuff, you know. I don't want to be some cheesy, you know. I don't want to be a pickup artist. I don't want to be that guy that's like, watch this, I can bang 10 chicks in one day, you know, or whatever, 1,000 chicks. It's like, just by testing things and seeing how far you can go by complimenting people and being a gentleman, but looking, doing something else and see, you know, and just like, you know, run some experiments, you know.
Well, can you give an example?
I don't want to give any, because I'm going to steal my idea. Nope.
Okay.
And somebody's listening like, oh, let me do it. No, you ain't stealing my idea. Not today. I didn't just blow in from Idaho last week. No offense to anybody from Idaho. You know, great state. The women are down to earth. That's one thing about here in Miami. You have the most superficial people in the world. So if you do it here, you can do it anywhere. So
right. What this works is here, a perfect place. Just
works here, works everywhere on the planet. And I found that. And it's like, man, so... I know that what I'm going through, and I've been able to help people in so many different countries, and they've been like, hey, thanks for helping me. And I just know that the stuff that we go over and that we can do, it's like, it'll help everybody everywhere. And it's real stuff.
Help people laugh and help people get their mindset straight, because
find that balance.
You live life on your own terms, just like I do. Yeah. And that's something that I think we really connected on. We've always just sort of done that for a long time. Yeah. Well, all right. So now you know what's coming. I'll update you when that stuff goes down. Cool. But for right now, find Steve on Facebook, Steve Traeger. Steve, how you would spell it, in T-R-A-G-E-R. Add him on Facebook. We're going to get the YouTube channel thing isn't even up right now. That's just a little
coming,
taste.
It's coming.
Yeah. And we're going to do some fun stuff. And I want to help Steve. I want to blow Steve up, because he's a guy who deserves it. He's got the talent. He's got everything. And
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And this is kind of my world, because you're out doing all this stuff.
You're getting me in this world, so I'm adapting to you.
Well, that's from all that couch sitting I've been doing with that you keep giving me shit about.
Yeah.
Steve keeps trying to get me to go out all the time.
All the time, man. It's, hey, when are we, you know, hey, you're doing this. How about the moment? Get off your couch, you know.
No,
I always bust his balls. I'm trying. We're trying to get him out there, but... he's doing his thing on here, and that's what it is, man. Little steps every day to get to where you want to be. And it's like, he's doing it here, I'm doing it out there, and then we can mix and match. And that's what I say, put some people around you that are like, when you go out or whatever, that's your opposite. That you're, you know, that you can bring something to the table, something different, because you don't want to have somebody that's exactly like you, that you talk the same way or anything. It's like when you go out and put yourself around different people and see how you can relate to them. And so.
Yeah, it's because when you're in a strip club and...
panties dropping. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds funny.
Awesome. All right, guys, that's enough. We've got a jet right now. We got stuff to do, but I hope you enjoyed the second interview with Steve. I hope he was able to bring some smiles to your day and bring some enlightenment to help you mastering your social situations. So, Steve, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Anything I can do to help, man. And thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it.
You've reached the end of another episode of The Man Project. Connect with us at manprojectpodcast.com. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free tools. See you next episode.